What's up, guys? Today we're going to be breaking down UFC 214 John Jones versus Daniel Cormier. Although it was overturned to a no contest, Jones still won by vicious KO, vicious knockout, and I just thought we would break it down. I was actually at UFC 214, and believe it or not, I actually got to sit front row for the press conference. I literally was like about like 6 feet away from Jones, and he's fucking huge, bro. His arms are like so freakishly long, like he's way bigger in person. First off, let me start off in the beginning of the fight, right? You know, Jones went to the body a lot. You know, he went to the body a lot. He kneed Daniel in the body, front kicks, deep kicks to the body, and he also went for the legs, throwing those bleed kicks, some of those bleed kicks and stuff, or some of those oblique kicks. And he kept doing that. And then, you know, as in the second round, you know, he kind of did more of the same. He landed that good knee on Daniel. He landed a couple hooks too on Daniel. And DC, though, he landed some good shots too. I remember he had Jones against the fence at one point where he just landed a left hook, I believe. And he also knocked Jones's mouthpiece out in like the first 20 seconds or something. And so good on him for that. But man, John came out in the third round. He was doing more of the same thing. And then the sequence that we all know happened, literally one of the most violent KOs and probably in UFC history. You know, Jones throws a right or left to the body, and he extends his hand a little bit to measure DC's head for kicking range, and he throws the high kick, and Daniel, thinking it's going to be a body kick or a low kick, leans right into the kick, and it was just vicious. And then, you know, he's hurt, he stumbled. You know, Daniel kind of wobbles back. Jones kicks his leg out. Such a fight IQ move. Such a high fight IQ move. And then, you know, as we know, Daniel literally hopelessly, you know, wobbles against the cage and he falls. And then John just freaking throws hammer fists like no tomorrow. Just absolutely trying to kill the guy. And he threw some elbows. I don't think he landed any elbows. But then, you know, he came, as soon as Daniel, you know, went to his belly, John just freaking ripped ground and pound shots, going from different angles. I remember he went on the chin and then he went on the temple. And when he went on the chin, Daniel went out completely. But John kept throwing headshots at his head and stuff, and the ref, you know, should have stopped it as soon as he saw Daniel go out, but he was just trying to give him every chance in the freaking world. So yeah, and then he won. And then Daniel was out. I remember when I was there live, it was crazy. And Daniel was out for a good minute. Apparently he got like the highest level of concussion you could get. But yeah, so that was crazy. And then, you know, John wins the title, and, you know, DC's crying. And then John does something which the whole crowd goes crazy for, which is call out Brock Lesnar. I'm upset that that fight didn't ever happen, but, you know, it was just a cool moment. So, yeah, that literally one of the probably the best event I went to in my life. If you guys have never been to a UFC event, I highly suggest going to one. You know, first off, usually sports, you know, they have crowd mics, you know, turned. If you guys don't know what crowd mics are, they're microphones to pick up the crowd on the broadcast on television. And they usually have it, like, overly exaggerated up. I could tell you right now, UFC doesn't have that. It is so fucking loud in person. It is like, it's crazy. When someone gets a knockout or someone gets a submission, the whole crowd just go like ah, and shit, like, and it's fucking crazy. Yeah, probably one of the best events I went to in my life. If you guys haven't tried Gatorade Zero, it's pretty good. All right, see you guys. I'm done.